Blog Talk Radio.
Don't play the goddamn thing. Come on now. Oh, boy.
I hear you whispering.
That was interesting. Seems like the Blog Talk audio clip section is squirrely. Said they're having trouble with Skype, too. So anybody that's trying to call in on Skype and can hear this, now you know what the fun is. I don't think people want anybody to hear what we got to say. And they'd like to be smooth about it and sneak up on you when you least expect it. You know, it's kind of like candid camera. When you least expect it, here you go. As to Intel, this is what you need to know and what I can tell you. There are some things in here that ain't been broadcast that I know of. So we got to go back through the garden, going back in time. NATO, and I don't know if anybody really knows what that is all about. North American Treaty Organization is designed specifically to take down Russia. That's its only purpose. It doesn't have squat to do with security of anybody other than getting rid of Russia. Now, that cute little organization violated all treaties. Every one of them. Now, the rumors of Russia violating the treaties first is a lie. Well, of course, they're going to lie. It's propaganda. NATO was first. They figured that on the takedown of the Soviet Empire, and that includes the satellite countries, that that ended the treaties or agreements that he might have had. Problem is that it didn't. Therefore, NATO is in gross, nasty, funky, flagrant violation. Importance is that the aggressor side is the West. Now, I want you to understand that. I'm going to say it again. Importance is that the West, aggressor side is the West, aggressively pursuing their mandate of taking down Russia, period. Now, China probably has been added to the list. But remember, the Russian Empire was destroyed by NATO and the West. Now, by being destroyed, they were taken down financially by certain turkeys that everybody's familiar with. I won't bother with the names. Doesn't matter. What matters is that the West did a number on Russia's finance. That's because the West is the center of it. NATO was directed by the U.S. to then expand in direct violation of all treaties. That includes the states, the neighboring states, those satellite countries I've been talking about. And you got to bear this in mind. The Western powers, and that's a big group. There's a whole bunch of people that kind of half agrees. Several of them sort of just don't say nothing. You've heard that in the crowd, I'm sure. Anyway, what the situation is that this came to a real head. The problem, one of the key problems, was the sovereign state of Georgia. And that thing had been ate up by CIA agents and others on a time scale of years in preparation. Now, think about that, years in preparation. That means while they were grinning out of one side of their face and smiling agreements and treaties and whatnot, they were grinning out of the other side of their face, yeah, wait till we catch with our pants down. When the U.S. agents tried to take over Georgia, Russia was ready. They had a combination of tunnels, caves, and a whole bunch of things that had recently seen railroad tracks added, or roads. And when it started to hit the fan, Russia come boiling out of the hole in the ground and said, uh-uh. I don't know if anybody's ever had experiences with fire ants. You get anywhere near them, stomp on the ground, and they just come boiling to the surface, ready to kill everything they see. Well, Russia was not in a position to take back the whole country. A majority of the Georgian state that agreed to Russia and was willing to side with it were mostly closer to the Russian border. I don't know if that's circumstance or how that works. However, what transpired was the CIA and their agents and their buddies that they had armed and decided to go in and take over, and, oh, we ain't got no problem, just a bunch of dirt farmers, huh? Oops. Pretty much, they ran into a brick wall, and I mean a thick one. Now, that short war found Georgia a split country. And as everybody knows, there's bunches of those, as many split countries. But two stand out, Korea and Vietnam. You got a demilitarized zone. Now, Vietnam didn't last. Why? Well, Kissinger gave the farm away. Hello, Henry. How you doing, old fat man? You? meaning that the lives that we put into that, the efforts and whatnot, in order to attempt what we needed to accomplish, was negated. Oh, boy. Korea, on the other hand, has stood. South Korea was not hit as hard as South Vietnam was. Not nearly the number of insurgents, I don't know what you'd call them, renegades, personnel from the North. Same thing we do, just different name. communist insurgents, nasties, however you want to fry that one. Now, there's a whole bunch of others. They fractured into several smaller countries. If you take a look at Europe, you go back a few years, back to the 80s, you'll find that there are countries there that didn't exist back then. Then you got the Ukraine. Now, there's a reason I'm running through this. I'll get to the point here shortly. Then you got the Ukraine. Ukraine was a strategic border to border with Russia prize. So same thing as Georgia, only this time they decided to go in and use Ukraine rather than use agents. Now, I didn't say that there were not a load of agents. There is a humongous, and was and still is, a humongous load of agents in that. And I mean in that. They are advising the government, the military, they're all over the place. Some of them are citizens or the people of the Ukraine who have sided with the West. Now, a lot of people think that I'm building Russia up. Don't get the wrong idea. There are a great many things that are extraordinarily and extremely wrong in terms of Russia's take on political humanitarianism, let's say. But the Ukraine, specifically Crimea, became an international issue. Now, in the meantime, you got Russian fighters involved in a civil war with the rebels winning. And by that, I mean the Ukrainian army was treated like a bunch of cadets that did no squat and were pretty ineffective totally in terms of anything that they learned. Now, when you get on the battlefield, things change. When somebody's shooting at you, the nice goes out the window rather rapidly. Secondly to that, and I don't care who says he ain't, anybody that says he ain't is either insane or totally devoid of any capability of feelings of any kind. Anybody says they ain't scared is a liar. Combat is scary. You got stuff blowing up. You can hear bullets whizzing, varying calibers, varying types all around. And any one of them things reaches out and touches you, you got a serious physical problem. So the Russian fighters involved in the civil war with the rebels winning. They actually surrounded the Ukrainian army at one point and were asked not to wipe them out. So some of these rebels who have the capability decided, okay, guys, they're requesting. They didn't get a surrender, but they're requesting. Please don't kill us all. So the thing kind of wound down. You still got several provinces, including that humongous airport, on the eastern side, several provinces on the eastern side of the Ukraine, who are wanting to be self-governing. And what that means is, and this is something that you need to really pay attention to, it's kind of like a province is similar to a county or something of that nature in the states here. So what you have is several of these areas. Now, what's interesting about these areas is that they contain about 75-80% of all of the raw materials, manufacturing, and travel centers. That includes rail, air, etc. So the Ukraine is going, and we can't have that. Yeah, well. Then you had the referendum vote in Crimea to rejoin Russia. And everybody says, oh, that's illegal. Well, no, I'm sorry. I hate to disappoint you, but according to international law and a few other little minor inconveniences, it is totally legal to have a referendum that as to the status of any area within any country. Bear that in mind. You know, you've heard about Texas look at the secede. Well, they have the legal right to do that. So do these provinces. The referendum vote in Crimea to rejoin Russia couldn't be accepted under any circumstances by the West, U.S. allies, or NATO. It screwed up their plans and agendas. Now, what was the plan and agenda? Well, the idea was to hide a bunch of aggressive or offensive nuclear weapons within that so-called missile defense shield. Now, I don't know if Poland has figured it out yet, but hopefully somebody from that country is listening. Hopefully these people pick up on that. You best check. If they have deployed anything, check it. Make sure none of those rockets, none of those anti-missile batteries contain anything that either has a little nuclear symbol on it or is a little bit different than all the other missiles. You might want to take a look at that. I don't think you want to be a party to starting World War III, which is what this was about. When I say it screwed up plans and agendas, oh, man, you talk about making a mess. Ukraine's broke. And yet, did you notice that the IMF and other people, World Bank certain George Soros money bags says they're going to fund the taking out of the rebels? Notice that? I think it's interesting. They're broke but can afford to wage war. And then on their own people. Now, that's what everybody around town here is concerned about. What happens if our government turns on us? What do we do then? Oh, my God. Is it time to punt? Is it time to get out, to go hide in a cave somewhere? Hold up and hope they don't find you? Well, they eventually will. Okay? Eventually, they will get around to paying you a visit. And I would tell you that it probably is not going to be social. If anything, and at the very least, unsocial. People have heard about people being removed from their homes by extraction teams. Lord have mercy. Now, this supposedly was practice. Supposedly you got Jade Helm out there not doing nothing. Well, they're still working with it. There are some things about all that some people are not aware of or didn't hear when I did tell about it. And it's going to come out. So the idea of seeing if you can hit some farmer's house with grandma in it, that ain't cool. Now, we did when we was in Vietnam, we come through and find an enemy stronghold in a village. We took all the people out of the village and destroyed it, left a burnt spot. They were doing the same thing in Iraq and Afghanistan. same policy. Now, it didn't work very well at all with the Vietnamese people. This is back starting in the 60s, okay? We didn't learn squat up to today. Nothing. So, you know, what's the situation? Well, NATO wants the Ukraine to join it. And the question becomes, why? Well, because if they join, then they can supposedly put that, and I'm using this term loosely, shield, nuclear shield, meaning you can down aircraft, intercontinental ballistic missiles, et cetera. That's why. Then if you had a couple of nukes in the mix, be too late. EU wants the Ukraine to join. Well, now, why would the EU want to take in or take on a broke country? The EU's got enough of its own problems. We can get into some of that, too. Most people don't understand that what you've seen in terms of the instances, the happenings, the situations in other countries are experiments. And by the people that own things like the central bank, by people that own things like all the major manufacturing in a country, or even the country itself. And you have to understand that the orders given are never to the benefit of the people, ever. Look at the big fight over $15 an hour. Oh, now the oligarchs have told the companies that they're going to use robotics. We're going to replace you. We don't need to afford you, because if I put in a $30,000-$40,000 robot to do what you do and don't make mistakes, that robot will run 10 years. Yeah. Now, I understand robotics. I was schooled in it, and the thing about robotics is that if something is really dangerous, and this can be any kind of a position that somebody could do. Certain applications of sprayed materials comes to mind. Working within a highly radioactive area also comes to mind. It goes on and on. I mean, you can get into a really interesting list. However, the robotics have not advanced the way they really wanted it to. And I'm going to stipulate a couple of things. The general operational parameters of the robots are not such that it can pick up an egg without breaking it. You, a person, has to program it in such a manner that it don't squeeze that hard, or that it squeezes soft to a certain point, stops, and then does its thing. And I did that. They tried. Factory rep tried. The instructor tried. I finally says, can I try? Can I play with it? Yeah. What do you got in mind? Well, very simply, exactly what I did was I took off the limiters, the things that caused it to squeeze. I took the limiters off of it, and I adjusted it to the finest, easiest. I dropped two eggs before I got it right. I ain't going to deny it. But I got it to where it would not break the egg and would place it in the bowl just fine. So it can be done. The applications can be had. Now, there are some applications that can't be had. One of those is programming itself. We are miles and miles and years away from that, in terms of present available technology. Now, there is some technology I ain't talking about yet. It's highly classified. They promised that they would cut myself off, give me a second circumcision or some such. I talked about it, and I figured that was not worth the trouble. So I'm not talking about some of it. Now, that does not leave us in the lurch. We have the capability to make things like Terminators, very close to it. Now, these things are just a hair slower than a fast human being. You've seen some of them just now beginning to hit the airwaves, and people and the internet, and people are going, "Wow, look at that! We're gonna have to deal with that thing." No, you ain't gonna have to deal with that thing. What you're gonna have to deal with are the people that decided that was necessary. Begin to get my drift. You take out the people that are ordering it. You take out the people that paid the bill. You take out the people that are the problem. And the problems start evaporating rapidly. You can then turn around and tell these whomever, no. And I know there will be objections, and it's simple. What part of no don't you understand? So that leads us to the next part of this. We have come to the 800-pound gorilla. And there's a big, big funky monkey in the room. And it ain't acting right and hasn't for quite some time. So the situation is interesting, and I mean very interesting. Money and finance. It's basically a combination. But there's some things a lot of people don't know about money and finance. And I'm going to toss it out there and see if it floats. I mean, you know, if you all don't like it, tell me you don't like it. We'll go from there. Of all the currencies, and I mean all of them, one rules. Although, if you know, there's a great disparity that is never mentioned. You got, and there have been a lot of people know about this, but it has to be covered. There are a lot of new people out there who need to hear this information. It needs to be presented in such a manner that they can grasp it without a problem. Great disparity that is never mentioned. Who y'all think is in charge of all the finance? I mean, Rothschild said it once. I don't care who makes the law, as long as I get to make the money, I'm good. Well, guess what? Central banks control currencies. All of them, and I do mean all of them, and I mean it is not nice in terms of what they do with it. You think the dollar goes up and down on its own, or that the euro is just out there hanging in the wind? Really, do you really believe that? That is not the case. I guarantee you it's not the case. Here's the ticket and the trick. And a lot of people have listened to this and heard it. Gold is a foreign currency. Why is it a foreign currency? It's acceptable everywhere. You flip out gold, and some people's eyeballs glow in the dark. They want to, got to have it, you know, breathe hard and all that, happy. It's ridiculous, but it is. A foreign currency. It's accepted, recognized, and known as spendable everywhere. The only one recognized globally is gold. Now, funsy onesie. Man has a capability, and that is to not pay attention. And a lot of people have a real serious failure to participate. I will not comply. That went ballistic everywhere. You need to do that. If you're going to do that one, and you're going to do it with law enforcement, you're going to have to do it in terms of numerical superiority and force. Believe me, that's the only way that some of these turkeys, and I'm saying turkeys, that have flat heads, will pay attention to what you have to say and what you're offering. So, what is going on? Well, the fun and games of people not accepting it's one way and one way only, my way or the highway, and you will comply. Everybody gives that the one-finger salute and walks away from it. Most people go and do their own thing. A lot of people are involved in one form or another in the cash economy. And by that, I mean they come in to do something for someone. And if they can garner cash, oh, that's a beautiful thing. You know how hard it is to trace cash? It's difficult. The markets, and this is dealing with gold, the markets outside London are offering real-time competition. For the very first time, not only are they competing, but they're actually beginning to run the markets. Now, what does that mean? That means that your places like Comex in London and whatnot, their days are numbered, apparently, from what I'm saying. And I'll give you some numbers to go with it. But what is happening is that liquidity is moving from London to Asia and the East, and this is in general, not specific, but in general. You have to understand that there are a lot that goes into that. You have a combination of businesses interacting internationally, which is one form of one form and type of income. Then you have people who just have enough connections, just barely, to be able to go outside that once in a while. When they figure out that they can do this regularly, if they had a few more contacts, they'd get a few more contacts together, and pretty soon they don't have to listen to the Comex. Consider these numbers. I told you I was going to add numbers. 6 to 7 tons moved through London for only 1 ton delivered. I'm telling you, that is humongous. That is extraordinary. That is something you need to think about. What's being moved is 600 to 700 tons. I mean, you know, if it's real hard gold, the asset itself, bricks or whatever, and you get 600 to 700 tons moved through there, they're moving it for somebody else. I wonder who that might be. And only 1 ton delivered? Well, now you know why the Comex was having trouble maintaining itself not too long ago. See, that was back in November through February of the near past. In India, now that's an generalized eastern country, and it's gonna blow your mind. In India, 292 ounces are moved through it, in comparison to 1 ounce in London. Now, you cannot profit at that level. I'm sorry, it don't work that way. That's huge. And people need to really grasp this. They need to pay attention to it. I have recommended that people buy gold and silver. Now, gold and silver, when you buy the metal itself to be retained by you, is not an investment. I'll say that again. It's not an investment. It's not an investment. Hello. Real simple. What it is a guarantee. And you should buy just enough that you feel comfortable guaranteeing yourself, say, 2-3 months or so, if needed. Now, I don't think it's going to be needed from everything I've heard. And I got quite a few resources out there talking to me. Now, the key is simple. Gold ownership, and this is I love this. The key is simple. Gold ownership and buying stresses the system. What system? The status quo. The people that say they're in charge. The ones that have told Donald Trump to screw off. Now, I'm going to say this, that Donald Trump, to me, from what he's shown, ain't qualified. I say that up front in a heartbeat. However, I know that man well enough to know that the man is not stupid enough to understand or believe that what he has done so far gets him where he needs to be. I got to give that man credit. He is not stupid. If he don't know, he'll find an expert who does, and he will pay attention. And by paying attention, I mean heavy attention. I mean the kind of thing where you get the answers to the test for midterms, where you get the answers to what is going to be asked for your bar membership. Oh boy, here you go. There you stick that one out there. Oh yeah, make everybody get When somebody goes long or short, that means they are going into this, into an investment for long term or short term. Now, long term would be a few years. That's about the average on long term. Short term is we're buying into this because it's going up. When it gets up a little to where we think it's going to go back down, we sell it. We take our money and laugh all the way to the bank. Here's the problem. If you're long on gold, you're short on the dollar. And dollar valuation keeps going up. I'm going to suggest it's overheating. And anybody that really knows anything about markets knows what overheating is. Overheating is simply that the valuation doesn't match the truth, does not match, is not a true valuation. And I'm going to tell you right now, the dollar is off in terms of that. So then you have some of the institutions and individuals are in trouble. Some of these things, like, I mean, Comex had to beg, borrow, and whatever they could do to get assets to offer for sale, to be able to trade. Why? Well, that 600 to 700 tons moves through London, goes through a combination of private and Comex. But what you got to understand is it don't belong to them. Oops. Well, what does that do? Real simply, they can't use it for their personal benefit. So the institutions and individuals are in trouble. Now, what I'm talking about are the people that are outside of the central banking system. I don't mean they're not connected, but outside of it. And they have a tendency to stipulate a combination of values and long-term and short-term worth, whether or not something gains or loses and all that. Deutsche Bank, Barclays. And there are only a couple of the examples. There's a whole list. I mean, you want to get into the wealth and the problems. The government can no longer afford people. They've said that for forever. We need to cut welfare. We need to cut Social Security. We need to cut food stamps. We need to cut, give everybody a haircut that is of any importance in any way, shape, or form. If you say anything out of hand, we will see about cutting your stuff off. Seriously, literally. Any benefit you get. And they say it's a benefit. Well, I'd say it's more like an entitlement. I feel entitled to that which I paid for, and that's my Social Security. If you earned something in the process in terms of not necessarily Social Security, but say veterans benefits or something of that nature, should be a pretty good and pretty strong right to keep it. So, then you got a place everybody's kind of watched. I don't know how many people out there paid attention. It'd be nice to be able to look at everything in such a manner that we don't have problems, but that's not the case. And I'll stipulate it again. They're looking to cut. Now, put on your memory caps, go get in the Wayback Machine, and think about this. What happened? Well, a long time ago, somebody went from a large institution, went into Brazil, and said they'd finance everything, no problem, don't worry about it. And they started doing that. What they failed to mention was that there was a balloon payment of everything due anytime they decided to do so. All of a sudden one day, and I don't know who got the wild hair, I don't know what kind of drugs they were doing, but I do know this. They were obtuse about it. They closed off, blackballed, and stopped Brazil from getting any form of financing from anybody. The people that had the capability to help Brazil out were told, don't do that if you want to keep your money. And they were serious. What happened? Well, Brazil's sort of independent, and they decided they weren't going to play the game that they were asked and required to play in order to participate. What we have here is a failure to communicate. Well, in Brazil's sense, they had a problem with participating. And we're going to go to France. This, I know this is all outside, but I want you to pay attention to the situations. France is looking to take 40 to 60% out of all pensions and public safety nets, especially those funded by their government. They're looking at 40% for sure, and they're considering that there may be, might have to be a lot more. That's where that 60% comes in. Now, since then, they've come up with the 40 to 60%, and there's a rumor going around, is that they may have to take, it don't look to me like there's much left to scrape off the floor if you, 60%, what's left? Nothing. Well, what happened in Cyprus? Think about it. Remember I told you that Cyprus effect was going to be shared with everybody? Uh-huh. Oh, they're looking at making this a mandatory law. I don't know if it's a regulation as such directly, but I would suggest it's a law, and their right-wing prime minister ain't backing up, he says. So everybody said, oh, want to bet? Well, how about this? The toilets don't flush, the garbage ain't picked up, nobody goes anywhere in terms of roads, rail, flying, forget it. We're going to turn off the nuclear reactor. We're not going to play your game, period. We're shutting you and the whole country down until you decide to change your mind. It's ongoing. But think about that, 40 to 60%. What did they take in Cyprus? They started at 25. Or actually, they started at 15. It changed to 20 immediately. And then it turned into between 30 and 50%. Depending on who you were and how much you had. And they just took it. They didn't even bother passing laws or nothing. They just said, nope, you can't have that much. Give me this. You didn't build that. Uh-huh. Oh, boy. And you got Bernie Sanders running around playing socialism. Well, I don't know how everybody feels about everything, but I guarantee you that I don't know if anybody would put up with that. There'd be politicians being beat to death with walkers by people who couldn't hardly stand up. I guarantee you. Go play with it. And the latest rumor, Social Security is a problem. Yeah, and the problem is more than obvious. There was plenty of money in that mother until the Fed decided to steal some. That's right, you friggin' thieves. Put the $3 to $5 trillion back in there that was there before you put your Skinners in the pot. Uh-huh. Run your hand in the cookie jar. Oh, I'm not guilty. Munch, munch, munch. So you got these things going on. Now, most of this stuff, a lot of this stuff looks like it's at a distance. And they want you to think that it is. And I mean, there's some funky things getting ready to happen. And something you got to pay attention to, all of this horse hockey and crapola that's going on over in Europe is almost always tried to be imported here. Remember, they're bringing in zero interest rates, under zero. That's actually been implemented in a couple places. I don't know that it'll last. I don't know if it's been, dumped or what. So where does that leave all of us, other than in the bottom of the outhouse? How close are we to freedom is the question. There are three involved in funding, and this goes directly to freedom. Neil Keenan, everybody sees that. We do post it on the Facebook page. We do try to let people know what's going on with Neil. Then you got some form of supposedly good Illuminati. I don't really know. And Tommy decided he was wholeheartedly going with them. And then there's an X factor. I'm not going to name or insinuate or even give anybody hints as to where that's coming from. The ex has been been on a request basis. And that request basis was, don't say nothing, so I ain't saying squat. Second part of it is I use the blanket term Illuminati the same way. In other words, I'm not going to tell you who, I'm not going to tell you why, and I am not going to jeopardize people. And it would jeopardize people, so I ain't doing it. I'm not, as I said, there's some things I can't say. A whole bunch of it I can give out, giving things away, but here you go. Let me get into a little bit of the juicy. One major problem among many, and I haven't covered but just a couple, there has been a major move. And by major move, I mean this is humongous. People didn't pay no attention to it. Started this past week. I believe it was Monday. It was decided upon Friday of last week. Papers were signed Saturday. And they decided to take Sunday off. Now, I don't know what they were doing Sunday. It probably wasn't going to church. I'm pretty sure God would hit them with a lightning bolt if they showed up there. So, at least I would hope. The European Central Bank is front and center. European Central Bank. I have not heard too many good things out of about the central banking system. I don't know if anybody has, but it's questionable at best. At worst, it's a downright enemy of mankind. Why? It dictates the levels of things. It dictates the how much cash they're going to disperse to cover the things that we supposedly need, such as Social Security. Some people need veterans benefits and, you know, food stamps. All that. You got to watch them. They're sneaky. They ain't going to tell you. They don't want you to know who to come after. They're afraid you're going to show up with pitchforks and torches and tar and feathers and dumb a number. They think we're coming after them. Guess what? Last time I checked, we got two armies out there, and we just picked up a third not too long ago. We're ready. There's a lot more of us who are not only armed, but experienced with this. We won't offer abject or undeserved violence, but I'll leave that up to the individuals involved. Most knows that when a government takes ownership of a business, this is called nationalizing. Everybody should be familiar with that. And, you know, these explanations do come into it. And when I said the European Central Bank was front and center, I ain't playing games. And everybody knows that you can't have that nasty word, isolationism. There's no country on the planet that supposedly today can withstand not doing business with anybody except internally. That's what isolation is. You close your borders, you don't let nobody in or out. You want to see a stampede of problems? Close the borders. Now, most know that when a government, and it don't matter if it's federal government, it don't matter if it's, you know, a national government, it don't matter if it's a local government, takes ownership of a business, it is called nationalizing. And everybody's heard of that. Now, everybody has heard of international trade as globalism or global economics. You can't get along without trading with your so-called neighbors and partners. Believe me, some of the neighbors and partners I have seen, we don't really need to do business with. As of last Monday, the European Central Bank started globalizing private industries by buying corporate bonds, better known as debt. Ooh, yeah. Now, the European Central Bank, that's all of the countries in the Euro, in the Union, all of them. They can buy from anybody. Now, I did hear that there was such an avalanche of requests to buy that they had to kind of pull their horns back a little bit, but Central Bank can't handle the good business. I love it. Now, socialism is now going global. Everybody knows Bernie Sanders is a socialist, and everybody's heard Obama's socialist policy of sharing the wealth, redistributing it. Now, wait a minute, dude. I earn a time and a half on my $15 an hour, and you're telling me I don't get any of the benefit of the overtime? I give my whole paycheck up on food, rent, kids' needs, and I use the overtime for my gasoline and lunch, and here now you're telling me I can't have it. Then I ain't going to work overtime. I'll go out and work for the cash economy, and you won't know I'm doing it. You guys getting the, you know the picture. So far, only in the European Union, that's a central bank openly doing this. Well, I question how unopen that is. Why? Well, there's an interesting problem here. A limited time bailout. Something where you don't have a lot of time involved, irrespective as to the investment. A limited timed bailout is different than permanent nationalization. Now, this is pretty realistic. So far, only in the European Union, this move is not much different than the loan guarantees made here. Chevy, Chrysler, anybody else? Loan guarantees. Chevy says they need more money. Now the question comes up. Freedom? Oh, my goodness. Well, I have offered a thing called the plan, and apparently it's going to be followed reasonably. several of my sources, and I'm not talking about just onesie-twosies like a lot of people get, or one particular person that supposedly knows all of it, which I don't, by the way. I'm not going to allude to any kind of Superman capabilities in that realm, but I know a lot more than I can say. Several of my sources tell me that everything is set and ready to go. Offer that I'm willing to contact the civilian ready forces when this is approved. That's the action approval that everybody's waiting on. What happens? Well, our military has joined with us in order that they can continue, this time, in peace. In other words, you get the problems out of the way, and the peace comes out. Everybody should be well aware of that. The U.S. is to be first. that should be more obvious. No, we're not going to attend to somebody in foreign countries before we take care of our own right here at home. That's not happening. Anybody says different, don't know what's going on. Just that simple. The U.S. has quite a considerable amount of things to accomplish in a short period. In other words, it's like it's like Bandit. Long way to go and a short time to get there. Pretty much that's what we're going to have. Now, we're going to have some people fall over from exhaustion. Why? Well, it's going to be a 24/7 operation. Ain't going to last 7 days. I guarantee you it ain't going to last 7 days. At most, you're looking at 2 days. Maybe a part of a third. Not much. Then, at the point that they are ready and they are assured of their situation, I'm supposed to be notified. We might even hear church bells or something nice. I just love that. Now, the U.S. is to be first. And after things calm down, the U.S. will start assisting other countries. You hear that? After things calm down, the U.S. will start assisting other countries. Don't miss that. You think we're going to just sit around here? You're crazy. We got way too many active people that need something to do. It's like having an overactive, hyperactive kid. You know, what do you time? You know, get a long rope and tie him on the clothesline. They run around the yard until he falls over. You try to do that with a country. So, where are we at with all the stuff that has gone before? All economies are in the toilet. The Baltic Dry Index is almost at zero. Never been this low before in its existence since people have been tracking it. Let's add this one. Everybody heard about the 38,000 jobs, 38K jobs. Would you believe that's the lowest in 70 years? Now, here's the icing on the cake, and the cookie monster, can come in and munch, but not much. 0.8% growth. That is anything. I'm gonna express this to you so you get it. Anything under 1.5% is negative growth. And this is right close to half of that. 0.7 would have been half. So all economies are in the toilet. Baltic Dry Index almost at zero. 38K jobs and 0.8% growth. I'd hate to see what a bad economy is. Now, I have posted a bunch of things on the internet, on Facebook specifically, that came my way from varying people. Sometimes it's a repost. Now, I put a little blurb on each one of these. Sometimes it's intended as humor. Most of the time, it's intended to clarify what's being posted. Everybody and their mother-in-law should know what I'm saying. Some people really need and deserve jail time. Some people don't understand that there are contractual obligations to things they say. Yeah, that's right. Oh, it can't be. Well, that's called a gentleman's agreement. Go look it up. It is not a common law deal. So what you have to understand is that I'm trying to be real. And I want you to understand, too, what has transpired to date. No public official has kept a promise, and all of them are deaf to the voice of the people. Hello, France. And you think about what would happen if everybody closed everything down here in the States. France shows you that it's not only possible and plausible, but doable. After trying to rile the people up without success, they turned on our kids. Oh, that did get us upset. That did get us riled up. We did get upset about that. They tried the onesie-twosie, and that didn't make anything explode. That didn't make everybody jump up and down and scream. But when they played with the bathrooms, that was a bit more than what anybody I know of would be willing to put up with. Many states are turning against the federal government, passing laws to stop that crap. And I applaud them for doing so. Every state should tell the federal government that, no, you do not dictate to us our manner of life. We dictate to you. And if you really don't like that, maybe we should all come visit. Imagine 300 million people going to Washington, D.C. You talk about a traffic jam. Oh, boy. So, they used 9/11. They didn't get any didn't get the reaction they wanted. They used beheadings. Anything that they can. Their agenda is to start World War III. Well, how do you do that when people ain't willing to jump up and scream? You don't. You can't. You can't rile the people up and get anywhere if they do not take any definitive action. Most people had cool enough heads to know better. So, where are we at? Well, foreign governments have problems, and well, so do we. Brazil, Venezuela, Chile. People securing themselves. Venezuela, they're hunting food. Brazil, they're about half of what Venezuela is right now. Then you got Chile. And they were told by a variety of different so-called in-charge entities, you're not supposed to go in there and take care of business. That's our job. Well, you ain't doing it, so we're taking it. Okay, then you got France has been effectively shut down. The people said no. They didn't listen, remember? To date, no public official has kept a promise, and all of them are deaf to the voice of the people. We told them that bathroom stuff was horse hockey. Now, I have seen and heard of a variety of different answers to that. One of those is to use an auxiliary bathroom and or, and this ain't putting new facilities in. Stuff already exists. Teacher's lounge at schools, has a bathroom. So there are ways to circumvent the horse hockey that you've been hearing. So, France has been effectively shut down. People said no. Mexico, the Mexican currency, is almost useless. One peso equals 20 cents. You realize that $1 of their money can't even buy a Coke? Mercy, sweet sakes. Gold and silver have been going up as the dollar is down. Now, the dollar has been regaining strength, but you think it'll last? I'm doubtful. And I know some people that, and I mean several of them, not just one or two, but several, who are putting their money in other places. Remember I mentioned those Asian markets? That India and China had so much gold and gold trade that they could actually tell COMEX to screw off. You have to be fully aware of this. And it, you want something really funny. Investors are buying bonds as a safe haven. Oh, boy. Guy, look. Buying any form of debt is not a good idea at this time, or basically any time, unless it's giving you a good return. A good return is 30%. But especially government debt. How many governments are viable? I mean, you look at the economy. What's happening? Where's them jobs? Nobody knows. I'm going to take a short break and I'll come back to you people. Enjoy the music. enough. Blog Talk has screwed up my songs. I uploaded songs and they're refusing to play them for some reason. Don't really know what that's all about. So, everybody's been wanting to know exactly what happened. There's a lot of things that have been transpiring. I was requested to initialize the revolt over the past few days by a certain individual, and the timing of that was totally out of whack. That tells me that it was an effort to cause people to expose themselves, which I did not do and am not about to do. Now, to better fit situations, I hope there are some people out there who have direct contact with the militias. Your activities are getting ready to be noted. You need to have, if you don't, statewide leader in each state. Those statewide leaders need to section off this country in areas. In other words, an area commander. That commander, I'm talking Eastern and Western, that'd be two, okay, will be contacted directly by certain personnel. I will notify through our Facebook page and as many as I can get a hold of directly when that contact is to be made. That way you can be better set in order to know what is going on. You'll be briefed as to a combination of things, and that includes tactics, logistics, and the necessity of mobilization. The situation, as I got it from a certain individual, is this. Everything's ready. We're waiting on two or three things to culminate. One of those is whomever, and I'm leaving this open, like I told everybody I was going to play neutral, whomever comes up with financing first. It does not matter. And I want everybody, I want these entities to understand this. It does not matter what your agenda might be. What matters is this. Over a period of years, the developmentals have been basically stipulated. Developmentals are that the military is to assist in terms of freeing our country. Exactly. And I understand that is ready. They're not ready to move until certain things take place. There's only two of them left out of a humongous list and years of effort. But as those two, one is should be taken care of this week. The second one then would be taken care of either the end of this week or sometime first of next week, supposedly. This is what I have been told. It ain't me telling you this is absolute. I'm telling you that this is what I've been told through my contacts. That's for the people. Second notification, Continental Army, and I know that there are people out there in that particular organization that do listen to the show. Your intel is probably going to get squirrely suddenly. You're going to have, they're going to try to get you to act like a cat trying to cover it up on the interstate. You're going to be trying to go in all directions at the same time. Sort of like a cat that likes to chase ping pong balls. And you play with him, get him all excited and everything, and cat's ready to just play like crazy. And then you drop three or four of them. Ever seen a cat try to go in more than one direction at the same time? Especially on a slick surface like a kitchen floor. That is hilarious. However, there are certain individuals that you can count on, that you have counted on in the past, that will give better directives than what you've been getting from the normal, usual intel. Those are the ones to pay attention to. That's as good as I can get without revealing anything. If need be, I'll turn my secure communications on here in a little bit, and we'll see what else there is out there. As far as we the people go, you would best be served. And this is anybody that owns or has bought a gun recently. Anybody who does not have combat experience, and anybody who does not feel fully comfortable in their proficiency with firearms, you will need to get that way. There are a combination of people who would be more than happy to teach you how to do so. There are places all over the place where you can shoot. You need to get used to the feel of the weapon, whatever it is. It can be a battle rifle. Don't get into the big stuff. Anything over 50 caliber is more than what you need. Most people stay with a 223. I personally don't like them because of the lack of penetration. I like a 308. Within the same distance, it's got like twice the penetration power. That goes to the momentum incurred in the movement of the bullet and its weight, its mass. Mass under movement creates a specific force. Taking this to the other step further, a lot of people favor 9mm. I hate to tell you this, but 9mm is a bit on the weak side. Oh, it'll poke a hole in somebody, no question. I'm going to recommend you get 40 or above in terms of caliber. And if you can stand the price, 50 caliber pistol is awesome. And by that I mean it'll cut a 6x6 in half, one shot, if you do it correctly. Then you got all these wannabes, and you can get all the excited, I hate muzzies or whatever it is you feel like you got to do, but I'm gonna tell you that ain't gonna fly. The people that are going to be critical to the efforts that are coming up, and this is coming up soon. A lot sooner than you think. No time frame. But I'd say within a month, give or take, 6 weeks from present day. And I'm looking for things to pop. And I do not mean in the sense of a simple balloon. I'm talking about in reference to a hand grenade kind of a pop. A lot of the things that have been told me are critical in terms of my handling the information correctly to the correct people. Sometimes there's a communication problem. Holding this information is simple. I'll have people get in touch with me and ask me. We'll go on secure communications if somebody wishes to discuss it. And I use Zello to do that. The ramifications of Intel are simple. Globalization cannot be sustained. That's being proven and shown openly in the European Union presently. That means that the ideology of the Amero won't work. Don't matter how cool it sounds or any of that. The superhighway, some people need to make that quit. Some of the ecological things that are going on that are nasty, the main one I can think of is fracking. That stuff does no good whatsoever. It ruins the ecological structure that it impinges upon to extract whatever you're after. Then you have the problem of wastewater causing leakage from something that was secure before into people's wells, into general drinking water for populations, etc. Now, and if you think the government is going to do something about this, if you really think that they care, forget it. And I'll give you a good example. Do you really believe that chemicals and whatnot in your water that the government really cares about that? If you do, I'll ask you to refer to Flint, Michigan, where they not only knew, but intentionally have been poisoning all the people there. Then it came out shortly after that that the heavy metals tests have all been played with, messed with, screwed with. Think about that very carefully. Each and every last major city has a serious chemical or heavy metal or even radioactivity problem in your water supply. I don't normally recommend things, but I got a Birkenfeld water filter for that reason. It takes all of that stuff out. And I mean, it takes it out. fluoride, that's a waste product from the production of aluminum that dissolves things like asphalt and concrete. If you're using toothpaste that's got that in there, forget it. Go get it. Go get some toothpaste at the health food store that don't got that in there. Seriously. Any kind of metallic fillings in your head, get rid of them. I did. I was able to do that. Some people aren't. Tell them that you got from what you can tell, your fillings are tearing you up and you need some help. Maybe they'll help you. Then we'll go back to plastics. I did an expose on plastics, and they have taken one plastic out of circulation. The one that was eating up the thyroid and your kidneys and all that. Well, guess what? The new ones are just as bad, just a different chemical compound. There are plastics that don't do that. Believe me. And they know about them. Or it'll cost us a penny more a container. Or glass. Glass really takes an extraordinarily long time to leach into anything that is in a container made of glass. And it's just a few of the things. we have then the intel side of Jade Helm. Now, this goes back to the military again. You're right. Jade Helm was not kosher, but it was also practice. Not just for the bad guys, but the good guys. How can you countermand something? How can you control something? How can you subjugate something if you don't know what it is? You don't see how it's done or deployed or used. You don't. You can't. So, what do we need to do? Well, they have studied it, and there's several problems in this. And this is true of all military. It doesn't matter if you're militia. It don't matter if you're Continental Army. Most of the people refuse to work that hard in order to be efficient, proficient, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to suck it up. Now, I'm doing a combination of things. I'm losing weight. My exercise starts sometime this coming week, and hopefully it'll turn out well. The things that a person does to themselves that causes problems, whether it's eating all kinds of processed foods, doesn't matter. You heard what I said. Doesn't matter. What matters is that you quit it. How do I quit it? Ever hear of a brown bag instead of going to Mickey D's or somewhere for lunch? and then you got Burger King. Said they were going to initiate Sharia law. I'll not ever eat at one of those again until I hear an absolute retraction of that. That's a bit over the top. And no, it's not a slam to the Muslims. I have friends that are Muslim, and I'm going to tell you right now, those people who honestly believe and follow it ain't bad. And no, they're not out to eliminate the white man, as some are. What we have is the same problem that the Jewish nation has. a refusal. And yeah, you guys can love this or hate me for it. I don't care. It needs said. A refusal. Flat out abject refusal to clean house. In the Muslim nation, if you got some idiot that's going around trying to cause people to go blow up innocent people, turn them into the cops. Get them out of there. They're no part of is the true Islam. And the Quran is not the only book that stipulates what Islam is. That's just the one that come up. Why did it come up? Well, it stipulates itself as a political structure for the ruination of anybody who does not believe. Well, you got passages in the Bible say the same thing. Exactly. If these people refuse to leave, you drive them out. If they refuse to be driven out, you stone them to death. That's in the Bible. You can go look it up. People tell me they're familiar with it. Well, the principle is this. The principle is life. To be able to live, let live, and not worry about it. This is where you can go to the market. Anywhere. Don't matter if it's Iraq, Afghanistan. Don't matter if it's in Tel Aviv or where. Does not matter. In peace. That you can tranquilly live your life without a problem. Enjoy everything that comes down the pike. Be as you decide to be. Be that Christian, Muslim, or whatever it may be. You can be Buddhist. I personally don't care what you are. What I care about is the sum total and culmination of the actions that are either required by a falsity or by the misinterpretation of written literature. Each and every last person has to make a decision. And this is critical. What is the price of freedom? What is it worth to you? Oh, I went to Vietnam, thought I was fighting for freedom, found out totally different. Come back from being away from the United States for a year, and the country was foreign to me. One of them, what the hell happened kind of things. This wasn't what I left. The same thing is true of people who promote war, call them the hawks. Well, supposedly, and you see these ads on TV or have seen them, we need to help our poor Israeli brothers and sisters. They are going hungry. We got the same problem here. We are not putting out enough in order to share it so that people don't have those problems. In the case of Israel, they're not putting out enough for a person to sustain themselves at all. Social Security won't sustain you here in the States either. You got to have something more than that. Believe me, you do. unless you got more than one person getting Social Security or some kind of assistance, you got a problem. So, you know, these are some of the things I'm pointing out. as I said, it's ready to go. Everything's ready to explode. And by explode, I don't mean that in a nasty way. But everything is ready to go correctly. The interesting part of everything that I've come across lately is several fold. First, our so-called ET friends, our people upstairs, have left us to our own devices. In short, that means we got to clean up our own mess. Man is the only critter on the planet that fouls his own nest. None of the other critters do that. Yeah. Now, coal can be very clean if handled correctly. It's called a plasma burn. In terms of slurry, that can be handled as well because a plasma system will burn it. Hello? Let's see here. Nuclear waste, the fuel rods that will cook you. like a microwave oven, you just say, guess what? There's a double burn. One burns one type, and one burns another type. And at the end of the second burn, the fuel rods can be ground and put in a garden. They are inert, no longer radioactive. If that's capable, then we are capable of implementing the technology necessary to see to it that nobody gets screwed in the process. And what they're doing is they're burying that stuff on Indian land. I mean, you haven't done enough to the Native American Indian yet? Jeez. I would love, and I'm looking forward to, sticking with this to the extent that I will be around when things pop. I intend to be able to try to offer this show from wherever I'm at. And hopefully be able to put things together in such a manner that people see what's going on. That's right. It's going to be streaming video. If anybody's got the capability, share it with somebody else. It will be offered on as a YouTube type of streaming for archiving. None of the things that I've heard so far have defined who it is who's on the right track. I've heard tons of things from a bunch of different people. And I'm going to be checking over the next day or two with some other people I know to find out who is more correct in terms of the direction going. Now, you got to understand, if you talk to the right people, you get a slant, you get a spin, you get an agenda, you get the political correctness, and the truth is just almost impossible to get out of there. The people I'm going to deal with have never lied to me. Always told me the truth, and I'm looking to continue with that and those people. The crux of the matter is this. You got a very short period of time here, and I mean that, very short period of time, in order to make sure that you are capable and ready to be able to run with the ball. You're going to have to be self-sufficient to an extent for a short period of time. There are going to be a lot of things that are going to be a problem. One of those is distribution. One of those is distribution of things that people might need in an area that is a little bit difficult to get to. You might not. The gas station might not get its delivery on time. Little things of that nature. So try to be prepared like you would for a disaster in Florida. You want food and water and some kind of firearm to protect yourself against dummies that feel like they have a right to anything you've got or whatever you are. Then we can take it the other step further, and you need to have this in a secure place. And I can't stipulate this strong enough, but the stipulation is simple. Urban areas are going to be a problem because there are limited supplies. Urban areas, that's suburbs, that's even downtown, whatever, in your cities is going to be a major problem. The major problem is going to be that the food is going to run out. The tap water may still run. You can't live on tap water, tell me. I can tell you that you can't. I went without food and water for 7 days in Vietnam when we were in the highlands and got cut off. Our company did. And believe me, unless you got some way to make a fire and you got a place to cook it, lizards and snakes and whatnot really do definitely taste a little bit odd. In Venezuela, they're hunting down everybody's pets and barbecuing them. Do you think about that? Got to hide the dog and the cat. What's the point? You're out of food too. Think about it. What happens if a dog gets pretty big and healthy, decides that it's hungry, and you look like you might taste good? People have to get to have to be able to understand the survival scenario. Now, if you're in a position or a place where you can supply enough food, water, et cetera, in order to make it without too terrible much problem, then you got it going on. Any place that doesn't, I mean, it's real easy. Would you go down and dip a glass of water out of the local waterway and drink it? I mean, some of it don't smell good enough to get close enough to want to dip it out in the first place. Some of it catches fire. I mean, Lord. And this, the thing about this is that this is a majority of these things, these problems, have been planned. The ideology is to weaken and put people at as much of an obligation to the government as they can. That's the bad guys. That's their routine. Our whole thing is to free us from that. This is what this is what I'm about. This is what these efforts are about. This is why I'm looking to everybody, not just one source. I get 5-6 of them, and they all basically agree. Then I put the part that they agree on out if it's not sensitive. If it's sensitive, I don't say nothing. But believe me, and don't, there's a couple of problems I see coming, and they're going to really get sticky. If we have the apocalyptic event of a Venezuela here in the United States, don't bother trying to run into somebody's mountain retreat. 9 times out of 10, they'll shoot you on sight. Think about it. Develop something now. Get you your own little mountain retreat. Get you your little place in the Rockies or wherever. Find a place that is away from population centers. See if you can find a place at a headwater, if possible. And start putting yourself something together, or know that you can fairly quickly. Sometimes it's easier to hide something, especially a location, or something that will eventually be valuable, by not showing it or leaving it natural. A lot of people I know have done that. This is where you get the ghosts in the woods that don't ever leave a track. If you know how to follow them, they track. And I did have a friend who was a Seminole Indian, full blood, believe it or not, full blood. And boy, did that man know his stuff. My goodness, did he teach me a bunch. The crux of it is this. Get yourself together. Know that what I've covered today is that which is critical to your survival. And it's not just here. This is a global problem. The reason it is because it is designed for that. It was designed to weaken everybody. Why do you think they continually have wars? Why do you think they continually are bombing Syria? That was the idea. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, ain't it? To know that our own very own government might even think about doing that here. All you have to do to get the idea is look at the Ukraine. Artillery shells into houses where there are no troops. That's real cool. Humanitarianism, that's all well and good, right up until somebody says that they're going to eat me. And then all that goes out the window. Mr. Nice Guy no more. Hesitate? Not a bit. I won't hesitate. That little bit of a taking of a breath or a thought that runs through your mind and keeps you from pulling that trigger, don't happen to me. Been there, done that. Almost lost my life over it more than once. And like the first time, the second time wasn't much easier. Come the third time, I didn't have much choice. I was faster putting my magazine in my gun than my opponent, and I won because of that. That's it. More efficient. Just a little bit quicker. So, our situation is not good. I can tell you that. But it is far from all of it being over. It's not as nasty as some places. I mean, but it is. There is the possibility. Now, I'm not saying probability. I said possibility. It depends on how things go over the next few weeks as to what transpires here in the States. And the best thing that I can express to you is to be as ready as you can in as many ways as possible. If you don't know how to fish, hunt with a bow, so people can't tell that you're hunting. I mean, how far does a rifle shot echo or a pistol shot? Quite a ways. Arrows don't make no noise like that. A really good, sharp hunting knife is critical. Making sure that everybody understands what's going on to the extent that your family is prepared. Now, critical communications. It's called a phone tree. I urge everybody, everywhere, put one together. One calls one, then each of you call another. Then those four call two others. Bingo, you got a whole bunch of people notified as to what's happening. Hey, we got such and such going on over here. That sort of thing. I heard that we now have a device, or software at least, that can pull money out of credit cards or bank accounts to pay fines to the state police. I believe that was Oklahoma, if I'm not mistaken. And I told everybody that you need to boycott that state. Go around. Go to the place where they offer freedom. I'd tell you to forget California right now. It's a mess, and it's getting worse. They just took the right to the Second Amendment rights away from people, supposedly. They can't do that legally, but they're trying. Oh, we can amend this, we can do that, we can change that. Well, really? Not what the Supreme Court ruled. So the situation is not something that can't be handled. It is not something that can be ignored. Now, I posted something. It was a show on RT, Attrition Television, for those who don't know, on the site. It's called Requiem for American Dream, for the American Dream. And it covers things pretty concisely. I was surprised at how much information it does contain. Anybody who misses this particular one, this show, might want to get on the Facebook page or talk to somebody who's on there in order to get a copy. Everybody needs to see it. It's 30 minutes. You don't have to spend the whole 30 minutes. Most of the fun games are covered in the first 10, 15 minutes. 5 minutes maybe or less. And that today is the show. I was going to have some more music, but apparently Blog Dog decided I didn't need it. So, this is Drake, and I'm saying goodbye to everybody. I'll see you next Saturday, and I will rosin up the bow and play the field of hard and see what we can come up with that is kosher for this coming week. Thank you.